Shlishi, Vayavayu Shnei HaMalochim Sidoima Bo'erev. And the two Malochim came to Sidoim in the evening. If you notice, over here the Malochim are called with the name Malochim, as opposed to earlier by Avram, they were always referred to as Anoshim. Rashi says two reasons for this. First of all, in Avram's house, there was always Shekhinah over there. So compared to the Shekhinah, these Malochim were only considered Anoshim. But in the house of Lot, where there was no Shekhinah, over there they are referred to as Malochim. Secondly, Avram always had Malochim in his house. It was a frequent occurrence. Therefore, it was only known to him as Anoshim. It was something that was usual. They were regular people. Masha'en came in Lot's house, where it was not a frequent occurrence. Over there, the pasuk calls them Malochim. And Maral points out that although further on we find that even by Lot the pasuk calls them Anoshim, like we see in pasuk Hey, Vayomru Lo Aye Ho Anoshim, in pasuk Ches it says Rak Lo Anoshim Ho'el, and also in pasuk Yud it says Vayishlechu Ho Anoshim Es Yodom. So we see even by Lot the Torah calls them Anoshim, and the reason for that was because since they appeared to Lot Bidmus Anoshim, they look like people. Therefore the pasuk says and calls them Anoshim. The Torah just wants to stress over here the difference between Avram's house and Lot's house, and therefore it only says it once, Vayavayu Shnei HaMalochim, to tell us either because the Shekhinah wasn't there in Lot's house, or because it wasn't a frequent occurrence. That's why over here they are called Malochim. But it wasn't something that the Torah has to repeat over and over again. Once it calls them Malochim once, it is sufficient. And the pasuk says that the Malochim came to Sidoim Bo'erev. Why did they come in the evening? From Chevron to Sidoim was not a great distance. They could have come in a short time. Why does the pasuk say that the Malochim arrived in the evening? And Rashi explains, because these Malochim were Malachi Rachamim, Malochim of mercy. And they waited before they destroyed to Sidoim to see if Avram would be able to mount a defense for the people of Sidoim through his tefillah. And the pasuk continues, V'loit Yoshev b'shar Sidoim, and Loit was sitting at the gate of Sidoim. When one sits at the gate of a city, that means that he is a judge, because the judges used to judge at the gate of the city. Loit Yoshev b'shar Sidoim, he was sitting and judging at the gate of the city. And Rashi points out that the word Yoshev is written chaser vav, without a vav between the yud and the shin. And it means that the yeshiva, the sitting of Lot, was chisaron, was lacking. What was lacking about the sitting of Lot? It was lacking because he did not sit for a long time. It was first on that day that he was appointed as a judge over the people of Sidon. Just like Rashi said earlier, by Avram, where the pasuk said v'hu yoshev pesach ha'oil, over there also it is written chaser vav in the word yoshev, and there Rashi says the lacking in his yeshiva was because he wanted to stand up. Over here Rashi says the lacking in his yeshiva was that he did not sit for a long time. He was pointed on that day a shefet over them. Vayar Lot, and Lot saw. Rashi explains, what did he see? He saw in the house of Avram to seek out guests and to give respect to Archim. Vayokom likrosom, he got up toward them, vayishtachu apayim orzo, and he bowed his face to the ground. Rabbeinu Bechaye is medayek, why by Lot does it say vayokom likrosom, and by Avram it says vayorotz likrosom earlier in the parasha. And he says, because by Avram, the Malachim came kichoim hayoim, in the middle of the day. So Avram saw them at a distance, vayorotz likrosom, and he was able to run toward them. Masha enkein by Lot, where they came bo'erev in the evening, so he did not notice them right away. It was only when they were right in front of him that he saw them. Therefore it says, Vayokam lekrosam, he got up before them when they were standing right in front of him. One has to also know why by Avram it says Vayishtachu Orzo, and by Lot it says Vayishtachu Apayim Orzo. Vayomer, and Lot said, Hine no Adonai. According to Rashi's first pshat, it means, behold, you are all my masters since you passed by and passed my way. According to Rashi's second pshat, it means, Vayomer, and Lot said, Hine no Adonai, behold my masters, we must be careful concerning the wicked people of this city. And we cannot go in the straight path to my house, but rather, Suru no, turn about and go in a roundabout route, El Beis Abdechem, to your servant's house. Velinu, and sleep overnight, and then Virachatu Raglechem, wash your feet. Why was Loit Maktim, Lina to Rechitza? First he told them to sleep, and then to wash. Rashi earlier said, because Loit was not Makbid on Avodah Zarah, and therefore he did not care if the Malachim had dust on their feet, the guests had dust on their feet, which was to them an Avodah Zarah. But Rashi over here says a different shot. Loit was worried that the people of Sodom would come into the house and see that the guests were there and accuse him for not telling them about these guests, which he had already for many days. Therefore he told the guests to go to sleep and leave the dust, the dirt on their feet. This way, if the people of Sodom walk in, he will be able to say that they just arrived. And as proof, he can show them that, look, the dust is still on their feet. You will get up in the morning and go on your way. And the Malachim said, Loi, no. Ki, rather, Baruchayiv Nolin, we will sleep in the streets of the city. From here we see that Misarvin Lakoton Be'e Misarvin Lagodol, one may refuse what a cotton offers, what a small person offers, but what a great person offers, you do not refuse. That's why the Malachim took up Avram's offer by saying, Kein Tase Kasher Dibarta, we will do whatever you say. But by Loit, they said, Loit, Ki Varachayiv Nolin. Vayivzar Bom Me'oid, and Loit urged them very much. Vayasuru Elov, and they went the roundabout way into his house. Vayavaru Abeser, and they came to his house. Vayas Lohem Mishte, and he made for them a party. Umatzois Ofo Vayachelu, and he baked matzah for them, and they ate. Why did he bake matzah for them? Rashi says, because it was Pesach. Like we mentioned earlier, Rashi and Parshas Bo'i said that the Malachim came on Tesvav Benisan to Avram. And on that night, they came to Loit. So since it was Pesach, therefore Loit baked for them matzahs. Sifsei Chachamim asks, if Loit baked matzahs, why did Avram not bake for them matzahs? It was also Tesvav Benisan. And the Pasuk says by Avram, Lushi va'asi ugais, make ugais, which according to the Pashut meaning is not matzahs, but rather cakes that are chametz. Sifsei Chacham answers that in order to give the guests a bakovedik meal, an honorable meal, he gave them matzah ashira, which is chametz, but Loit gave them matzah. I was bothered by the teretz of the Sifsei Chachamim, because we see earlier in the parasha that Avram did not offer the guests the bread that he said he was going to give them, because it was Pirsa Saranida, and she was Mitama the bread. And we know that there is no Isser to eat chulin that is Tameh. So what if the bread became Tameh? This is not Truma or Kachim. But Avram was Makbid, to eat chulin betahara, to eat chulin when he was tar and when the bread was tar. Therefore he did not serve it to the guests. This was a chumrah of Avram. Now, if Avram was machmir, not to give this type of bread to the guests, he definitely would have been machmir not to give chametz to the guests, which is actually an isser in the Torah. Therefore, maybe we can learn, like other mefarshim learn, that the lashon of lushi va'asi ugais can also mean matzah, like the pasuk says in Parashas Bo'i, ugais matzais, they ate ugais matzais. The lashon of ugais can also mean matzais, and that's why the pasuk says that Avram said to Sarah, Mahari rush and make it matzais before it becomes chametz. So not only did Loit offer matzais, but Avram also offered matzais. Terem yishkavu, they had not yet lied down. The Anshe Ho'ir, Anshe Sedoim, Nosabu Alabais. And the people of the city, the people of Sedoim, surrounded the house. Why does it use a double lashon, Anshe Ho'ir and Anshe Sedoim? Rashi says Tupshatim. The simple meaning, Rashi says, is the Anshe Ho'ir and the people of the city, Anshe Sedoim, the wicked people. Calling somebody Anshe Sedoim is another way of saying wicked people, because by Sedoim the pasuk says VaAnshe Sedoim Roim VaChatoyim LaShem BaOid. So the pasuk means to say that the Malachim had not yet lied down to go to sleep, and the people of the city, the wicked people, the people of Sedoim, surrounded the house. Rashi in the second shot explains Terem Yishkavu, they had not yet lied down, VaAnshe Ho'ir, and the people of the city were in the mouths of the Malachim. They were part of the discussion of what the Malachim were talking about. The Malachim asked Light, Mativon, what is the nature and the conduct of the people of this city? And Light said, Rubam Rishoyim, most of them are wicked people. And while they were discussing the people of the city, the Anshei Sedoim Nosabu Al Habayis surrounded the house. That is the pshat in the pasuk. Terem Yishkavu, they had not yet lie down. The Anshei Oir, and the Malachim were discussing the Anshei Oir, and the Anshei Sedoim Nosabu Al Habayis. While they were discussing these people, the people of Sedoim surrounded the house. Minar Vadzokein, young until old, Kol Ha'om Mikotzeh, the whole nation, from one end of the city to the other end of the city. According to the Mizrahi, it does not mean that everybody in the city surrounded the house, because it is not possible that a whole city can surround one house. But rather it means a group of people surrounded the house, and the rest of the city were considered at fault because they did not protest to the actions of the people that surrounded the house. Maskil Adavid learns that actually the whole city surrounded the house, and the ones that couldn't fit spilled over to the adjacent streets. Vayikru el Loit vayomru loy, and they called to Loit, and they said to him, Aye ho anoshim asher bo elecha haloylo, where are the men that came to you this night? Hoitziem elenu, take them out to us. Veneda oisam, let us know them. As Rashi says, let us know them with Mishkaf Zohar. Vayetze aleam Loit hapescha, and Loit went out to the entrance. Vahadela sogar acharov, and he closed the door behind him. Vayomar, and he said, Al no achai tareu, I beg of you, my brothers, do not do bad to my guests. Hine no lishtei vonois. Behold, I have here two daughters, asher lo yodu ish, that did not know a man. They are besulois. Oitzia no esen aleichem. I will take them out to you. Va'asu lohen katoyed ve'enechem. And you can do to them as you see fit in your eyes. Rak lo anoshim ho'el. Only to these men do not do anything. Ki, because this favor I am asking of you, Al Kain, which means Al Asher, Ba'u B'tzel Karasi. I'm asking you this favor because they came in the shade of my beams, they are my guests. Don't do anything to them, and I will give you my daughters. Vayomru, and they said, Gesh Holo, come close to the further side, which means move over. Vayomru, and they said, Ho'echod, Ba Logor, one person came to live amongst us, Vayishpoit Shafoit, and now he is admonishing us. Ato nor alochomehem, now we will do worse to you than to them. Vayifsiru Boish Beloit, and they pressed and urged Loit Ma'oid very much, Vayigishu Lishbaras Adolis, and they came close to break down the door. The pasuk says a double lashon of Vayomru, Vayomru Gesh Holo, Vayomru Ho'echod Ba Logor, Vayishpoit Shafoit. And Rashi says that each one of these Vayomerus are referring to something that Light told the people of Sodom. Concerning this that you said, that you will give us your daughters, Vayomeru, they said, Gesh Holo, move to the side, which is a milder language. But concerning this that you said, Al no achai tareu, don't do anything to these people. On that they spoke harshly and said, Vayomeru, and they said, Ho echod ba logor, you are echod. You are just a single person, balog logor, and you are a stranger, you are ger, vayishpay shafait, and you want to admonish us, ata nora lachomehem, now we will do even worse to you than to them. Vayivsiru boish beloit, and they pressed boish, the man, beloit. Why does it use a lashon boish and beloit? And in Sefer HaKsava HaKabbalah he says that loit was an important person in the town. He was appointed as a shofet over them, and they still were not afraid to do something terrible to him. That's why it says, Vayivsru Ba'ish Beloit. Even though Loit was an ish, was a great man, they still were ready to do terrible things to him. Vayishlichu Anoshim Es Yodom, and the men, the Malachim, sent their hand. As Ksava HaKabbalah explains, whenever it says a Loshen of Vayishlach Es Yodom, a Loshen of Shlichus Yad, it means with an urgency. Vayoviu Es Loit Aleim HaBoiso, and they brought Loit towards them into the house. Ves hadele sagaru, and the door they closed behind it. Ves anoshim asher pesach habayis, and the people that were at the entrance of the house, hiku, they were struck basanverem, with a maka of blindness, mikotoim ve'ad gadol, from young until old. This was midah keneged midah, since the pasuk said that the youth were the ones who started this whole thing, as it says in pasuk dalet, that they surrounded the house minar v'adzokim. So here, when he punishes them, it's mikaton v'agodol, the young first. Vayilu, and they became tired, limseh haposach, to find the door. Even after they were struck with blindness, they were still trying to find the door. Vayomru ha'anoshim eloit, and the men said to Loit, oid milchapoy, who else do you have here in this city, besides for your wife and your two daughters that are in your house? Chasan, do you have a son-in-law married to your daughters? Uvanecho uvneisecho, and your grandchildren, your grandsons and your granddaughters? Mechoyla shelecho bo'ir, and everything that you have in the city, hoitzei min hamokoim, take out of this place. According to the simple meaning, Rashi says, oid milcha poi means, who else do you have here in the city? Rashi brings down another pshat, oid milcha peh, do you still have a mouth? Do you still have something to say? Because all night, Loit was trying to stick up in defense for the people of Sodom. And now, after they did this atrocity, and they're trying to kill Loit, the Malachim told him, oid milcha peh, do you still have a mouth? Something to answer in defense of these people. And the pasuk continues that the Malachim said, Ki mashchisim anachnu, because we are about to destroy es hamokim hazeh, this place. Ki gadlo tzaakosom es pnei Hashem, because their screams have become great before Hashem. Vayishalachenu Hashem l'shachaso, and Hashem has sent us to destroy it. Vayetzei loik vaydabar el chasanov, and loik went out and spoke to his son-in-laws, the ones who are married to his daughters. Loikhe bin Oisav, and he also spoke to the two future son-in-laws who were engaged to his two daughters that were in the house. By Yerman he said, Kumu, get up, tzu, and go out, min hamokim hazeh, from this place. Ki mashchis Hashem es o'ir, Hashem is about to destroy the city. By Yehi ki mitzachek be'enei chasanov, and he was like a joker in the eyes of his son-in-laws. They did not believe him. Ukemoi hashachar olo, as dawn was breaking, vayoitzu hamalochim beloit lemor, and they urged Loit, saying, Kum, get up, kach es ishtecha ve'eshtev noisecha hanimtsois, take your wife and your two daughters that are found in your house, penti sofe ba'avon o'ir, lest you become obliterated with the avera of the city. Vayismamo, but Loit delayed, he was trying to take his money. Vayachziku ha'anoshim biyodoi uviyarishtoi, and the malochim grabbed his hand and the hand of his wife, and the hand of his two daughters, because Hashem had rachmanis on him, and they took him out of the city, and they placed him outside the city. The pasuk uses a lashon rabim. Both malachim grabbed onto Loit and his wife and his two daughters, although only one malach had the mission of saving Loit. But the malach who was destroying Sodom also helped getting Loit out of the city, because he was not able to destroy the city of Sodom until Loit was not there anymore. Vayehi koitziyom oisam achutza, and it was when they took them out of the city. Vayomer, and he said, one malach who was in charge of saving Loit, himoleit al nafshecho, escape for your life, do not worry about your money. Al tabit acharecha, do not look behind you. Since you are not being saved in your own merit, you have no right to look at the destruction of the city of Sodom. V'al tamoy b'chol ha-kikar, and do not stand on the whole kikar ha-yardin. Ha-horo himolet, escape to the mountain, as Rashi says, where Avram lived. Penti sofer, lest you become obliterated. V'yomer loit aleihem, and loit said to these malochim, al no Hashem, please Hashem, do not tell me that I should run to Avram. Hineinu matzasi avdecho chen beinecho. Behold, your servant has found favor in your eyes. Batagdel chastecho asher asisi imodi. And your chesed was great that you did with me. Lahachios esnashi, that you want to save me. Va'anochi loy uchal lihimoli tahora. But I cannot run to Avram, to the mountain. Pentid bokani horo'o v'mati, lest the evil attach itself to me and I will die. As long as I am over here amongst the Rishayim of Sodom, I look like a good guy. But if I will go to the area and the shchuna of Avram Avinu, where he is such a great tzaddik, I will look like a sinner, and then you will kill me. So therefore don't tell me to go to Avram, but I would rather stay in this area. Loit obviously thought that he was being saved for his own schus, and that's why he said that as long as I am in this area, I look like a tzaddik. Hinei na, behold now, ha'ir hazayis kroiva lanushama. The simple meaning of the pasuk is like this: behold, this city is close by to run there. Nehi Mitzar, and it's a very small city with very few people. Imolta Nashama, let me run to this small city. Haloi Mitzarhi, it is very small. Usechi Nafshi, and let my soul live in it. That is the simple pshat in the pasuk that Loik was asking to save the city of Tzoyar, which was close to him and also a very small city. Rashi in the second pshat says that the reason why he wanted to save Tzoyar was because it was a city that was only recently inhabited. All the other cities, Sdoim, Amora, Adma, and Tzvoyim, were 52 years old, and the city of Tzoyar was only 51 years old, and therefore did not have as many Averos as the other cities. And the pasuk reads like this: Hinei ha'ir hazois kreiva l'neshama. This city is close, which means it was recently inhabited. V'hi mitzar, and therefore its averis are few. Its averis are not as many as the other ones. Imota no. No, begamatria 51, which means the 51 years of the age of the city. Hale mitzarhi, its averis are very small. Uzechi nafshi bo, and let my soul live in that city.